Yeah, the sound there of Wanda Jackson, and we're going to have a party. That can't be bad, can it? And, of course, as we approach Christmas, let's hope that many of us will be having parties. But Christmas time can be a little bit problematic as well. And I'm hoping now, as part of our series...
Anglia.
In Focus.
That we're going to have on the line Sasha Watson, who's the Community Engagement Officer at Suffolk Trading Standards, who's joining us live on the programme. Good morning to you, Sasha.
Good morning.
How are you, all right?
I'm, well, a bit chilly, but I'm okay.
Yes.
A bit cold today.
Yes, the old temperatures seem to be dropping. Well, we are approaching the end of the year, I suppose, so we've got to expect it, haven't we?
We've been very lucky, haven't we, really? So.
My word, we certainly have this year. You certainly have. Now, as I was saying, it's one of those sort of periods of time where there's lots of opportunities for people to be scammed. We're going to be talking about that. But one of the things that's coming up this week is Cyber Friday, isn't it? And is it a case of beware?
It is very much beware. So it's Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So you've got them nicely blended there. But it's a time when it's very much been brought over from America. It's not something we had many years ago, but it's something that we now see over across the world, really. And retailers are ramping up towards Christmas and trying to get you to buy their products, obviously putting out lots of great deals. But we have to be very, very cautious about what we're actually buying. And you know, it's a potential for scammers to hook unwitting shoppers, really. And so what we really want you to do is make sure, you know, foremost is buying from a trader that you know and you trust, someone that you've bought from before, you trust the retailer, and when it comes to shopping online, that you stick to shops and brands that you know and you trust. But when we say that, we also say that you don't trust blindly, because, of course, these retailers, although they're trusted retailers, they might not be giving you the best deal. And so make sure you are shopping around and make sure that the product that you're buying is actually a good deal. You know, what we found before is that Black Friday deals have actually been cheaper in the months before Black Friday or after Black Friday. So make sure you do some digging and make sure you are actually getting a good deal. And when you pay, pay securely. No matter what you're doing, make sure you don't do a direct money transfer. If you can, pay by credit card, as that's given you the best protection, or pay by debit card or even PayPal, as they will give you extra protection on your purchases. That's the best way you can make sure that you're not going to be duped by someone selling something, either not there at all, unsafe, or actually, maybe counterfeit.
So it's a case of beware if you're particularly buying online, and as you say, if possible, use a debit card or a credit card because of the various protections that gives you.
That's right. And ultimately, only buy if you really need it. You know, we're all in a very difficult financial state at the moment, and so we really, I think, our top number one thing is: do I need it? Is it something that we need to buy? Don't be kind of caught up in the excitement of Black Friday, and we're bombarded with emails every day with lots of offers. And I think it's very, very, very important that you just really look at: is it something I need to buy?
So this coming weekend in particular, as you say, Black Friday and Cyber Monday, it's certainly a time when one has to be very, very careful, because what might seem as an absolute bargain isn't necessarily the case. That's what we're saying, isn't it?
That's right, yep. So it might be, it quite often, isn't it? We always say, if the deal looks too good to be true, it probably is. And obviously the scammers are going to use this to their advantage. Yeah, there are very sought after products at the moment that people are not able to get a hold of. Air fryers, for one. And we are seeing a lot of people receiving scam emails. So emails that look like they've come from a genuine retailer, products in stock, click here, you click on there, and it takes you to a fake website where you are asked to put in your personal details, your financial details, to purchase this product that everybody is trying to get hold of. And of course, then you've just straight away given all your information to a scammer, who can either use it for identity fraud, or they will just be taking money from your account.
So the one thing is, of course, as you quite rightly say there, about giving financial details over the phone or on the internet or whatever, you never know if it's genuine, do you, the person
right.
who's asking for those details. So again, be very, very much aware at this time of year particularly.
And that's it. It's in particular, as if you've got an email come through or a text message come through, it's just don't click on those links, no matter if it appears to be from a genuine retailer or genuine organisation. Make sure you go to the website yourself. Do not click blindly onto those links.
Now, are there any advantages or disadvantages through literally going to your high street shops? Let's face it, we're all trying to support our local high street, particularly in these difficult times. Are there any advantages with going to a shop over purchasing online?
Yes and no. I mean, obviously, by purchasing online, you may be able to find a better deal. But purchasing actually in a retailer, you're obviously going to be able to, you're obviously handing your card over. You know full well they're not going to be scamming you. They're not someone who's going to be defrauding you. So that, you know, is a very safe way of doing it. But I think it's really... Our ultimate is making sure that you're really buying from a trusted and reputable retailer. So whether they're on the high street or online, there isn't any sort of benefit, as in extra consumer rights, if you were to go in a shop or buy online.
OK, now, before we go any further, Sasha, can we give out details of how people can find out more about Suffolk Trading Standards?
Yes, please. And what I'd really encourage all your listeners to do is to follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and we're on Twitter. And if you have any reason to need to contact us, then I'd ask you to contact us on 0808 223 1133.
Okay, that's great. Now, talking of coming back to these scams, which I'm sure many of us have come across or heard about or read about or whatever, are there any particular scams that are doing the rounds at the minute over and above, if you like, the general run-of-the-mill scams?
Well, you know what? They just change their guise all the time. So it may be, you know, throughout the pandemic, we saw text messages pretending to be from... it would be like the COVID text messages. It's the same scammers now sending you a text message with a, you know, you've missed a delivery, because we're all buying online again, aren't we? So, you know, you've missed a delivery, click here. Or we're seeing a lot of the cost of living scams where you get a text message saying you're entitled to the energy rebate or energy benefits or a discount with your energy company, click here. And as soon as you're clicking onto that link, you're taken to a fake website, again, asking for personal details, quite often asking for financial details. And that's where the scammer's going to take all your personal information and use it to their advantage, obviously very much to your disadvantage. So we're seeing this. It's always the same scam, but they change their way of sending them and basically their headline. You know, they're using anything that's in the news to hook you into thinking that it's a genuine communication from them.
Now, there is something on a lot of these sites which are, if you like, reliable sites, where you get the old, it's like a padlock that actually comes up on screen. Is that really a secure website if you see the symbol, which is the locked padlock?
It used to be. And it used to be that that's what we would always say is, you know, only buy or only give your financial details where you see the padlock. But actually, what's happened is the scammers now use that to their advantage as well,
oh dear,
of course.
Mm.
Yeah, because all it now means is that actually you're doing a secure payment. You're just doing a secure payment to the scammer. So they've just been able to set up that secure way of actually paying them. It is beyond crazy. I can't, you know, it's one of those things that we sort of think this is a good thing. We can help make sure we're going to help people not getting scammed. But no, the scammers now use that for their own advantages again.
So once again, you've got to be very, very aware, because the scammers are literally keeping up with what was a secure way of actually shopping online on a reputable website.
Yeah, you know what? They're always ahead of us. They're always, always a step ahead of us. If they were only able to actually use their intelligence, their marketing for a good cause, they would, you know, be probably making just as much money and helping other people as well. But no, they're in it for themselves. So you really need to make sure you're going to a genuine website. So don't click on links, as I said. Go to your browser, type in the actual website and go through there if you're making a purchase.
Certainly good advice there. Now, one other thing I'd just like to touch on, as we're purchasing things with the run-up, particularly to Christmas, and we might go to, let's say, a retail shop outlet or one of these marketing outlets which seem to be springing up all around various towns and cities these days, where you can purchase, you know, reputable items at a fraction of the money and all the rest of it. Now, what happens if you go and you actually purchase, I don't know, let's say a pullover, and you get a receipt with it and you've done everything right, and then you take it home and there's something wrong with the said item. You haven't seen it because it's been packaged up and everything else. What rights have you got if you lose the receipt?
If you lose the receipt, so what you need to have is proof of purchase. Now, each retailer is quite different, so some will require that proof of purchase, which is the legal requirement, but others are more generous and will just take it on face value that you obviously purchased from them, for example. But what you need is, doesn't have to be the receipt. So it could be if you've paid by your credit card, your debit card, that would be able to, if you obviously can use your statement to show that you actually purchased from that shop, and then they can look through their systems basically and matching up. Obviously, if you pay by cash, that becomes incredibly difficult, and your proof of purchase would be your receipt. So you would need that to pursue your rights for whether it be a refund or an exchange, that sort of thing. So it's really important to try and keep hold of those receipts. I'm terrible. They'll go straight in my purse and they then come, you know, go back in, empty my purse and they're all gone. But yeah, if you're certainly, again, if you're buying it as a gift, what you can ask for is a gift receipt. Now, this means that actually, so if you're buying that pullover for, you know, a friend or family, and you're giving that as a present, you can give the gift receipt, which won't show how much it cost, but it means that actually that individual can return it and exchange it maybe, or get they would have to probably exchange it for anything that would, if there was a problem with that product.
Now, I know that in these very difficult times, which we're all experiencing one way and another, a lot of people say, oh yes, you know, buy it on the plastic. Now, I suppose that's the best way, providing that we do keep track of how much we're spending on the plastic and pay it off as quickly as possible. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, and I would really encourage people, if they're able to have that financial facility, is to buy on debit card or credit card. Credit card will give you a little bit of extra protection if the product you're buying is over £100 and under £30,000. But if you can buy on debit card or credit card, just to give you that extra protection if something goes wrong. Now, if you buy on credit card and there is a problem with that product, then the credit card company are what's called equally liable. So you can just, if you're having difficulty with the retailer, you can go to the credit card company and say, I've bought this pullover, it's got cotton coming out of it, it's broken, I need a refund, and they will deal with it, and then they will take the money back from the retailer. So they're equally liable. You've bought from basically them both rather than just the retailer. Now, the debit card, you've got rights as well, and if you're having problems with the retailer, what you can ask for is you can ask your bank to do a my brain's gone as to what it's called. You're basically asking them for cash back, so you are asking the bank to kind of pull back the money from the retailer, and that's how you go about it then.
Is this what they call chargeback?
Chargeback, that's it. Yes, you're right. It's chargeback. Yeah. And that is a really good way of obviously trying to resolve the issue. But you do have a very limited time to be able to pursue that. And I think it's 120 days. So you do, if there's something wrong, you need to start the ball rolling as soon as possible.
Certainly. Now, so we've got Cyber Monday. We've got Black Friday coming up, literally at the end of this week. So
yeah, this week, yeah.
In the lead up to Christmas, it is literally very, very important for people to watch out for scams online. If they're targeted in any shape or form, then make sure that you don't get scammed. I know it sounds very, very easy, but so many people literally fall into this trap, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. And I think, you know, money is tight for everybody at the moment. And so we're all looking for that bargain. But that's where the scammers are going to be able to, for their own advantage, to try and hook you. And that's why, more than any other year, I would really, really be pushing people to just do their research. Stop and check, research. Do as much as you can before you click on that button and give all your information away, because otherwise you may be in for a really, you know, bad time of it, of trying to get money back, and obviously the scammers taking far more than you could ever afford.
Now, Sasha, I know we've covered a lot of things there in a very short time, and I must thank you once again for joining us here on East Point Radio and putting our listeners right in this very important time of year when people tend to spend a little bit more than what they really should sometimes, don't they?
That's it. And you know, I can't really reiterate enough that the number one thing has to be that you look at the product and say, do I need it? Because I think at this time of year and in this current financial situation, I think we really need to focus on what do we really need. And actually, maybe an air fryer isn't it. so let's not keep trying to click on these various links that come through to us by email, and just really focus on if you're very much in need of that air fryer, you go to the retailer and you can put your email address in on many of these, and they will tell you when they're in stock. So don't let the scammers chase you. You chase the retailer.
Hey, great advice. Now, once again, Sasha, can we give out the details for people wanting to find out and to contact Suffolk Trading Standards?
Yep. So if you've got any problem with a retailer or a business and you need to have some advice, then you can contact us on 0808 223 1133. And I would really ask that any of the listeners follow us on social media, because we'll be updating that all the time on any scams, any rogues that are in the area, as well as obviously advice on your consumer rights as well.
Sasha, can I thank you once again for joining us here on East Point Radio and for all the advice that you've given to our listeners. Much appreciated, as always.
Thank you, and have a very good Christmas.
Yes, and the same to you. There, we've been talking to Sasha Watson, who's the Community Engagement Officer at Suffolk Trading Standards. So buyers beware. I think that's the best way to put that, isn't it? And it's all part of our series
Anglia
In Focus,
right here on East Point Radio.